Yes, sir. Next case, please.
Thank you. The next application is 11,646. Michael Huffer and Melissa Huffer seek variances to reduce the front yard and side yard setbacks. Section 115-42B of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the northwest side of Blue Teal Road, approximately 0.24 miles north of Swan Drive. The 911 address is 37049 Blue Teal Road, Selbyville. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 533, map 12.16, parcel 434. Specifically, they're asking for a 0.2-foot variance for the front, a 0.8-foot variance for the side, and a 2.9-foot variance for the side. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and two mail returns. Thank you.
I thank you. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Melissa Hoffer, 37049 Blue Teal Road, Sabito.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
My name is Manine Robinson. I represent Mr. and Mrs. Huffer. The property is located at 37049 Blue Teal Road in Selbyville, which is also in the Swan Keys development. It was purchased by Mr. and Mrs. Huffer December 6, 2002. It's now under contract to sell. Of course, the buyers got a survey, and the survey noted several setback encroachments, which the buyers want to address prior to settlement. Specifically, as noted, the northern side of the mobile home is 7.1 feet. From the side property line, so we need a variance there of 2.9 feet. The front of the mobile is 9.8 feet from the front property line, so we're seeking a variance there of 0.2 feet, and then the southern side of the residence is 9.2 feet from the side property line. We're seeking a variance of 0.8 feet there. This property is unique in that the lots in this community are very narrow. There's just not a whole lot of room to put improvements on the property. This lot itself is less than 40 foot wide. The home has been at its current location for many years. I believe it was placed in 1988. And then the addition there on the southern side was done in 2003. And I think the certificate of compliance was issued in 04 by the county. If a variance is not granted, the Huffers would be required to destroy the addition there and relocate the mobile home, which would be very expensive and burdensome. The property cannot otherwise be developed, and that the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property and allow the structures to remain in their current locations. This was not created by the applicant. Obviously, the lot size is the main issue here, and that was not something that my clients caused. Further, the Huffers purchased the property in 2002, and at that time, the mobile home was in its current location. They did, as I mentioned, add on that addition on the southern side of the property, but that was permitted by the county. A certificate of compliance was issued. The variance will not alter the character of the neighborhood. The home has been in its present location for many years, the mobile home since 88, and the addition, like I said, since 2003. It has not been out of character in the neighborhood during that time and has not impaired the use of neighboring properties, will not do so in the future. And lastly, we are seeking the minimum variance that will allow the structures to remain in their current locations.
Okay.
Ms. Huffer, is there anything you'd like to add?
No.
And was everything I said accurate?
It is.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll see if there's any questions. Mr. Workman, let's start with you.
The bump out, is that a porch you added on?
It's a bathroom.
It's a bathroom. And that's where it's got called at right here. Or they didn't get picked up at all when they had a survey from the county?
No.
I never did.
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. Okay, no other question.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Mintz?
Was there a permit issued when the addition was done?
CEO? No.
I thought you said it was, right?
My understanding is there was a permit in 03 and the certificate of compliance was 04.
That's okay.
I believe that is correct. We don't have a copy in the file itself.
But it was.
It wasn't picked up.
No one?
No one picked it up.
That's what I told you. Okay, thank you. Okay, Mr. Trump, have any questions? Or Mr. Mills, I'm sorry, have any further? No, Mr. Sharp.
Ms. Huffer, have you had any complaints from neighbors about the location, any of the structures?
No.
Okay. No further questions.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr.
Chairman, I make a motion we approve case number 11,646. Massage is shaping lot, making it a hardship. Massage makes it difficult and unique. The variance is necessary to enable the use of the property. This was like this when they bought it. Well, part of it was like, bought it and get the CO on it.
Mm-hmm.
The variances will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. As a minimum variance to poor relief.
Thank you. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Wharton and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11,646. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Wharton?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason had been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,646 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.